Here we go. Parshas Bechukosai. Upinisi aleichem ve'efreisi eschem ve'ebeisi eschem v'akimosi esbrisi eschem. Right, I will turn to you and I will ve'efreisi eschem. I'll give you many ve'ebeisi and I'll make you multiply. V'kimosi and I will establish. I mean, bris, and Rashi says it's a new bris with you. I just went to a bris this week of someone had twins. So someone got up there and said, it's this week's parsha. V'beisi, you should have children. V'freisi, you shouldn't have only children, but you should have a lot of children. V'kimosi is brisi ischem, and I'll keep my bris with you. Ani Hashem ukechem asher tzeis ischem yonetzaim miyos lachem avodim. V'shbor matos aleichem v'olich otzem kimiyos. And I will walk with you up straight. Hine b'shavas ha'over diktakeinu al shemetchilas omer knesses Yisrael ani ledoidi v'doidi li. So Am Yisrael says, "Anila dodi v'dodi li." There's a mutual relationship. I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me. That makes sense. I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me. However, shikfar huli, he's already mine. V'achar kach. But then later in Shir Shirim it says, "Anila dodi." I am to my beloved. V'alai chukoso. And his, what does chuka mean? What does chuka mean? His wanting. His yearning is on me. Shinir ki'ilu rak chukos is bergalinu. All of a sudden Hashem is not with us anymore. His wanting is with you. You know, the guy says, I'd love to go, but I can't. His chukah is there, but he's not there. So, one second. We just said, anila dodi v'dodi li. What a beautiful relationship. Anila dodi v'dodi li. And then later in Shir Hashirim, anila dodi. Chukosu alav, you know, I'll send my vice president to the meeting. I also want to be with you, but not Dodi Li. So it seems like what happened. The chutz mashamanu az efshalom ibofanacher ki yesh ol didaktik lamaksiv. So the first question is, what happened to the Dodi? What happened to Hashem being with us? Only He wants to be with us. What happened with Dodi Li? Why all of a sudden is it now? Oh, and He wants to be with us. And also the question is, what should say? V'chukosa anila dodi va'alai chukato. What does va'alai mean? Not and to you. That's alai with the aleph. Alai means on me. Va'alai chukato. If I say anila dodi lech alav, that's with an aleph. But I don't say anila dodi lech alav on you. It's alav with an aleph. But the Torah, but the Shir Hashirim says with an ayin. Chukaso sheyitzich lomar ve'elai chukaso with an aleph. Kamo shenema ve'elecha chukaso. It says in the verses ve'elecha chukaso. And to you is my wanting. Avam etchilu k'shani ledodi v'dodi li. Shai dea chuka shalanu shani ledeidi. Hu yizborach miskari v'aleinu. V'lechein rak if vi erich ha'yicholet shalanu limshach eskar v'zalkus yizborach erich zanimshach lanu. So he says like this. The first ani ledodi v'dodi li. Who's the ani ledodi?
Us.
What?
Us.
Right. Shaydei ha'chukah shalanu, ani ledodi. My chukah, ani ledodi. Hu yizborach miskar v'aleinu. Hashem is coming to us. Chein rak if vi erich ha'yicholet shalanu limshach eskar v'zalkus yizborach. Only according to the love that we give to Hashem. V'dodi li. I am to you the way you are to me. Aval k'shenoti nisha yisrael yis atzmo. That's in terms of our loving Hashem. But sometimes when we give ourselves up for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, as gam chukaso yizborach mesoros aleinu, then Hashem's chuka is misover on us. Not v'dodi li, meaning I will be like the way you were to me. I'll be like you. So if you're a little bit cold, I'll be like you. Back to cold. Anila dodi v'dodi li. We assume it means, oh, it's such a loving thing. Maybe it's not such a loving thing. I am to my beloved, just like I don't care about you, I don't care about you. You know, the husband's sitting there, the wife is sitting there on the phone, and the husband is sitting there watching TV. Anila dodi v'dodi li, we have a great relationship. Doesn't, so anila dodi is, I am to you and you are to me. You know, according to the word that you are to me. However, the second anila dodi is a higher level of when a Jewish person gives himself up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then what happens? Alai chuka, so hachuka shelo. It's not according to our love. It's not anila dodi, and I'll be like, okay, you want to give a little bit? I'll give you a little bit. Tit for tat. No, it's not tit for tat anymore. Anila dodi, v'chukato, the ultimate, the infinite chuka, the infinite want that created this world is on us. Hamshacha shelo yidei tshuka shelo nebevah. And it's not based on our tshuka. It goes beyond. It's not quantitative. Anila dodi v'dodi li is quantitative. Right? I give X, so you give me X. Anila dodi is going beyond the mesiras nefesh. Going beyond for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you do something that's just not normal, that's almost not human, right? Then, tshuka saw a light. His tshuka, which has nothing to do with mine, nothing to do with the finite little love that we have for Hashem, something much greater, tshuka saw a light. V'zeh shekasav a light, that's where it says, a lie with an ayin. V'lo elai bilvad. K'mayim apanim apanim k'fi yicholti. Rak alai yotu gedol minute. Alai means it's bigger than me. It's not to me. It can't be to me because I'm a finite being and the infinite want is on me. Can't say on me. It's not el levavecha. You bring it to your heart. It's al levavecha. I mean, it's so big you got to put it on your heart. It doesn't fit inside. It doesn't, Hashem's chuka doesn't fit into our body. Right? So it's Allah, it's on us, because it's too big to fit in our body. That's why it's not Chukas of Eli, it's Chukas of Allah. So the second Anila Dodi is a much higher level Anila Dodi. It's giving up, not I feel like this, I'll do this for you, because it's broken, not more. So we get it back. It's I'm willing to give everything. Right, like, I don't know, like, for example, Rabbi Weinberger talked about one time, I was on the highway going to the Catskills, and they got caught in traffic. They left too late, you know, and they got caught in Mamshu Shabbos. Stopped the car, they got out of the car and they spent the Shabbos in some disgusting motel that they paid $2.50, so mice were running around the floor. They had no food for Shabbos, they had potato chips and Steldor cookies. And we won't get into the whole story that he went about the Steldor cookies. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life from anybody. I'm not going to get into the whole story, but he said that at the end of Shabbos, they didn't have a sitter to daven from, so they're all trying to help each other. They didn't have a Sefer Torah, so they're all like, trying to give forts on the Parsha. And they didn't have any food, so the child should have like a little wise potato chips before they had barbecue potato chips. And this is what Barbie was talking about. And he said, you know what? That was out of all the Shavuot that he had in his life, rooftop child should in Yerushalayim, it's fun. You name all the great things Shavuot, because that Shabbos, because he felt, I gave you a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was only for you a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't enjoy the Shabbos. It wasn't for me. It was for you. Now, when you're sitting in a rooftop in Yerushalayim, it's beautiful, but we're also taking it. We're taking it in a little bit here. You know, on the rooftop of Yerushalayim, it's beautiful. It's a little hedonistic. It's like a little like, yeah. This is, you know. But when we're in some foreign motel, and you know, Route 17, the Catskills, New York, and no, you have nothing, no food, no nothing. You're only doing it because that was one of the greatest moments for you. That's Shukah so alive. When we do that, so Kadosh Baruch Hu brings his infinite on us that doesn't even fit in us. So in order for me to accept Hashem's tshuka, I have to grow. I have to expand myself. This is why I think there's a phenomenon of guys like drinking when they go, oh, we're having a tish, so people drink. Because they want to get into the spirituality, but they don't feel big enough. They don't feel big enough. I'm being a malam, it's just big time of people. Suppose this is an excuse. They don't feel big enough. They don't feel ready enough to have a spiritual experience. They have to like create kalim in themselves. They have to create kalim in themselves. And like they're so scared that I don't know how to handle being spiritual. So I have to like kind of like... So it's theory, take it or leave it. Rak amani mizgadol yosem atzmusi. Kevin sha'osi hu yizborg mishtog mitzuka yakadol mimena mizgadol ani l'mal. And therefore I have to become bigger to be accept Hashem's tshuka. I have to become bigger to accept Hashem's tshuka. I have to become bigger. Befshir zewa inyan ma'asham Rabbi Akiva. And this is maybe what Rabbi Akiva said. Kol yom ha'yayis mitzitayel posik zeh b'chol nashcha afilu noto nashmascha. Amarti mosa yovo liyadu ekimenu. Right, when Rabbi Akiva was being killed in Caesarea, right, when he was being murdered by the Romans, he said, all my life I was waiting to be kind this pasuk, b'chol nafshecha, even if you take in a shama. And I said, when am I going to be able to fulfill this mitzvah? And now I get to fulfill this mitzvah. So what we have to understand, v'lama yola od litzara, why was mitzara on that? Meaning you weren't in that situation. You only chayef to be in a shama when you're in that situation. But no, Hashem, I wish I could give my neshama for you. What does that mean? You don't... There's no mitzvah to give me a neshama now, so why should I wish to be in a horrible situation? Meaning, if you're anything, I want to do Ratzon Hashem. So do Ratzon Hashem. No one's killing you now. Why should you want to give your neshama? I'll learn. I'll daven. I'll do good things. That's a Ratzon Hashem. Fafil gamzos mitzvah yosu gedola. Komakom kishelo ina Hashem liyada. Rak mitzvah brother said Hashem didn't give it to you. Why are you mitzvah on it? Hashem, I wish you put me in this situation. What does that mean? Hashem doesn't want you to be put in there. Hashem wants you to be happy and to learn and to dar. Why are you wanting to be in a situation which you're not? Anybody understand that question? Like, what does that mean? I want to be in, meaning, okay, in the morning, like, you don't have to fill in. I want to put on tefillin. Okay, it makes sense, because you have to put on tefillin. You're not chayv to do that. You're not in that situation. So yeah, when in the situation, so now I get to be kind of this mitzvah. But what does it mean that all my life, even when I was in the situation, I looked forward for this time? Right? So, ulufiya niska le'alefshar kevin, kivin shabi kiva omer b'sefa mishnayos. Right? We all know, we all sing this a lot over this past week. Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi atem mitarim mi mitar eschem avichem shabashamayim. Shemitchila Yisrael mitaris atzma. First, Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi atem mitarim mi mitar eschem. First, Yisrael's mitaris atzma. V'az Hashem mitaris atzma. First you have to mitar ourselves, then Hashem is mitar us. U'pol kol kach she'Hashem yikdushu v'yitaru b'b'chinas v'alai chukosom. And when Hashem is miskadosh us, when Hashem, as we say, the people say, after Sirius Omer, v'yitar v'yiskadosh b'kedusha shel mala, v'al yedei zayush b'shefer v'cholomas, that it should be b'kedusha shel mala. I want your chukov v'niskadosh v'yikiv kol kach yosem in avichem shebashamayim v'yitar. If I am mitar myself, who is mitar me? Avichem shebashamayim, which is a greater tahara than I could ever exist in the world. Meaning, we can become greater than ourselves when we want and we have a chuka and we go over and beyond. We can become bigger than ourselves. Understand that? We can become bigger than ourselves because we have to live up to this. Avichem shebashamayim is mitar me. Oh, I'm bigger than myself all of a sudden. I'm not little boy anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of my world right now. He's being mitarim me. Right? V'niskado Rabbi Akiva kol kach yosef me'atzmo. And Rabbi Akiva was mitar himself. He became greater than himself. And therefore he was mishtokik to an avoda that didn't even belong to him. Well, but no one's killing you now, Rabbi Akiva. Why did you always want it? No one's killing you now. Hashem wanted you to put on tefillin, this and that. Because he was always in this constant state of where I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not just going through my day and everything like that. I want to be in a situation because he was bigger than himself. And therefore he can look to a situation which he wasn't even not in. Because he wasn't himself. He was beyond himself. All of my days of Adosa Hatova, Gamma Chukim says Nevish, Lorak, we're going with Shows, Kol Yomai means all of my days was Mesiris Nefesh. All of my days I had this greater feeling for myself, and therefore only Rabbi Kiva is able to like have this wanting to be in this place where he's not even not, because Rabbi Akiva was never in his place. He was always beyond his place, because Rabbi Akiva was just one chetza of Mesiris Nefesh. Ve'et, ha'ani l'dodi tzarech ha'ish l'itim b'chol dover. Reishis chol shikayim ha'tor v'mitzvah z'machshom v'dibur ma'isa. V'kam shi'ed is that we carve v'tachl shikayim ha'tor v'mitzvah v'yisrael v'al zavor Hashem. Lo mi bo'i mishi yichol l'yos torah someone else. And he goes, and we should always be ani l'dodi entails. What does it mean? Ani l'dodi. I love Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Anachnu ohavim. That's not ani l'dodi. Ani l'dodi is I want to be dedicated to you and to things that you put me in the world to do. Torah, mitzvos, avodah. Right? And he goes, but I'm not talking to the Kol El Yungalite here. I'm not talking to the people in Bnei Brak here. I'm only in Yerushalayim here. I'm talking to Elagami Shemuchlach. I'm talking to the people who are going to the high tech parks, and I'm talking about the people going to the army, and I'm talking to the people who are the garbage men. And I'm talking to the people who are the cleaners. B'malach Rov Shos Sayom, who are working most of the hours of the days. I'm talking to you too. V'rak Eza shows, and you have only a little time to learn Torah. Gam kin yichlo v'rat Hashem b'torah tefilios tachlis. You could make your Torah and avoda your tachlis. It may be quantitative small, but again, if you going beyond that garbage man learning that 15 minutes after Marv, that's beyond, that brings the Chukas Olai and he becomes a bigger person, it becomes expanded. Meaning, even again, we don't live quantitative lives, even though that most of the days we're sitting in front of a computer and we're doing a computer program. But when I learn a piece of, there's a story. Maybe about the, it sounds like the Kotzker, but it might be Rabbi Simcha Bonner Peshischa, which is the same school of thought. They went to him, and then one guy said, he's a Rosh Hashiva. He says, I wake up 5 a.m. I prepare, and then I give up my shiur, and I get this. And at the end of the day, you know, I lie down on a couch, and oh, do I enjoy, and I take out a newspaper, and I enjoy it so much. I need those relaxing, it's the most enjoyable part of the day. So okay. The next day comes in, says, I don't get to learn at all. I wake up 5 a.m, I'm working. He says, but after Marv, I always learn for 15 minutes, and it's the greatest part of my day. He says, the second guy is greater than the first guy. Because what's his greatest part of the day? Learning. Now, the first guy, the greatest part of the day is relaxing. So even though this guy's learning all the time, it's not as tough. It's a Kotzke story. You just have to take it with a little of a context and understanding. I don't want to say grain of salt because I don't want to belittle, God forbid, you know, the school of thought of Kotzke. He goes, especially in difficult times, we can't give up now. Now's our time. Now we could be serving Hashem with Mesiris Nefesh. Now we could do it. We are putting, he never complains about, this stinks and the Nazis and the Mach Shemam and the, you never speak like that. He's just saying, this is the avodah that we have now. What a wonderful avodah that we have to be in constant state of Mesiris Nefesh. What a wonderful avodah. What a wonderful opportunity. He's always looking for the opportunity versus... When the Isha Yisrael gives himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as poel v'alai chukos, he's poel. He puts, I don't know how to say poel in English. He's poel. He's poel. He puts into v'alai chukos, v'alai l'mal, that Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, it's greater than me, and it makes me bigger. Miskadim, I have to reach up to it. Right when someone says here, go get this, Dan. He has to reach up. So he becomes bigger, he becomes taller. So he has to reach up. Right? That's Alechuk. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, but he's above us, and we have to reach up, and we become bigger. We stretch our hands, Ruchnius wise, we become bigger to touch that. Like Rabbi Kiva, he was in a place where he wasn't in. He was hoping for this moment, which he wasn't even in that moment. And therefore, to get back to this pasuk, I've turned to you. I've turned to you as you turn to me. Right? Just like when you put your face into water, that if you smile, you get a smile. Forgiveness. So too, the way you put your face to me, I put my face to you. And in the end, if you do it right, you will get much bigger. You will walk the komamiyut. Komamiyut is a very upright. You will walk very upright. If you turn to me with a great longing, the end of the pasuk is va'olich eschem komamiyut. You will walk tall. Tell a story about Moshe Weinberg. Tells about his father. He always speaks about his father every year. Says that he said a guy came into the doctor with like he was totally like bent out of shape, what is it called, hunchback, like, his mom was like this, coming, he was like this tall, he came to the doctor and like everyone's like, well, what's the doctor gonna do, he had nothing to do with a hunchback. And so then someone said to go to the doctor, so he goes to the doctor and the doctor looks at it and he closes the door and everyone in the waiting room's like laughing, like, oh, what the doctor's gonna do about this. So the doctor looks at him and he says, can you walk for me with your stick? And he starts walking with his stick. So the doctor says, okay, 1 second. He goes, your stick is a little bit low. So he goes, why don't you try a higher stick? So the guy takes a higher stick. So with the lower stick, he's like this. The guy takes a higher stick, and all of a sudden he's walking like this. And the guy walks out of the waiting room. The guy walks out of the doctor's room like this. He's like, wait, he's walking straight. And they said, what did he do to you? What magic did he do? What happened? What happened? So he says, I don't know, he gave me a bigger stick. Sometimes, the reason why we're so low is because we don't let ourselves be greater than we are. If we let ourselves be greater than we are, i.e., to be moser ourselves, for whatever level that means for everybody here, to be moser, to give up something, to do something, to give up, just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem gives us a bigger stick, and all of a sudden we're walking taller.